Good evening, everyone. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online at the Finneran Pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. Earlier this evening, the Princeton Tigers of Carla Berube ended a 600-day layoff, opening the season against an always tough Wildcat quintet of the Big East. And what an opening night it was. Overcoming some early first-night jitters, the Tigers shut down Villanova and its All-America candidate, Maddie Segrist, notching a convincing 59-42 victory. When Carly Littlefield transferred to North Carolina, Berube handed the car keys to senior Abby Myers and said, "You are the leader. Now go play like one." Myers responded this evening with perhaps her best game as a Tiger, scoring career highs in points with 21 and rebounds with 9. She added 3 assists and 2 blocked shots to an already bulging stat line. One of the Tigers' storylines this year has been the anticipated impact of Caitlin Chen, one of the highest-ranked recruits in the nation 2 years ago. Berube started an all-veteran lineup tonight, but didn't wait long to insert the speedy Chen, who entered the scoreless contest after 3 minutes. A minute later, she cashed a 15-foot jumper for her and the Tigers' first points of the season. Neither team was effective in the early going, but 6 late points by the Wildcats gave them a 16-10 lead after the first quarter. Tiger fans are well aware of Carla Berube's ability to teach defense, her passion for defense, and her ability to motivate players to play defense. 2 years ago, her first Tiger squad led the nation in scoring defense and held opponents to single digits in 31 quarters. Well, that total is now 32. The Tigers turned the game around in the second period tonight, holding the Wildcats to just 4 points, while scoring 20 themselves. Princeton did a very effective job on Segrist, often double-teaming her down low. The Tigers paid a price for their aggressiveness, however, as Grace Stone, Julia Cunningham, and Ellie Mitchell all got into first-half foul trouble. 5 straight Grace Stone points ran the lead to 15 early in the third quarter. Some cold shooting by Princeton and a rally by the home team enabled the Wildcats to cut the deficit to just 7 with 6 minutes remaining. 6 straight Myers scores restored an 11-point margin. A Chen two-pointer at quarter's end kept the Tigers up by 15. The Wildcats could get no closer in the final stanza as the Tigers at one point ran the lead up to 22. Wildcats managed just 26 points over the last 3 quarters. Segrist ended the night with 10 points, one of the lowest totals in her stellar career. Although don't be surprised if her name pops up on a WNBA roster next season. Both of these teams will sharpen up as the season goes forward. Coach Berube lauded the defensive intensity of her club, noting that the Tigers won the rebounding battle, blocked 8 shots, and made 10 steals. A significant point is that none of the players in early foul trouble were eventually disqualified, although the defense never let up for a minute. Chen played very well in her debut, scoring 9 points and adding 3 assists in 31 minutes. She and Myers are both creators off the dribble. They will cause nightmares for defenses when they are both on the floor at the same time. Together, they accounted for 32 of the Tigers' 63 shots and 12 of the 22 makes. The Tigers head to Delaware for a Friday night contest at 7 p.m., and it's available for streaming on Flow Hoops. That's going to end it for me here at Villanova. We've enjoyed bringing you the highlights of tonight's game, and we hope to see you soon.